From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton prepares to make the speech of her life. Her campaign manager Robbie Mook said that Clinton would lay out very clearly the choice that people face in November's election. Wednesday night, the candidate did appear briefly on stage with President Barack Obama at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In his speech to the convention, Mr. Obama said that there is no one more qualified to be president than Hillary Clinton.
There has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as president of the United States of America.
Clinton has said on numerous occasions that she needs to earn voters' trust, which was shaken in part because of her use of a private unsecured email server while she was Secretary of State. And you can hear Hillary Clinton's acceptance of the Democratic nomination live on these VOA frequencies beginning at 2 hours Universal Time. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he was only being sarcastic when he asked Russian hackers to try to find 30,000 emails missing from Hillary Clinton's private email server. Speaking on Fox News Thursday, Trump said, "Of course I was being sarcastic." The Clinton campaign and national security experts had denounced Trump for urging Moscow on Wednesday to conduct what they said was cyber espionage on the Democratic candidate in the midst of a contentious U.S. presidential campaign. Trump said on Fox, "We don't know if it was Russia, we don't know if it was China, we don't know who it was." This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says that 4 corridors will be set up to permit civilians and unarmed fighters to leave the now-besieged, rebel-held eastern districts of the Syrian city of Aleppo. As Edward Uranian reports, the Syrian government is also promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within the next 3 months.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told a press conference in Moscow that Russia and the Syrian government would set up 4 corridors for those trapped in the besieged quarters of the city to leave. He says Russia is inviting humanitarian organizations to join the operation with Syrian authorities to help civilians living in the rebel-held districts of Aleppo and fighters who choose to lay down their arms to leave the city via humanitarian corridors. Syrian government military forces recaptured the Beni Zaid district of Aleppo from rebel factions overnight. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Syrian branch of al-Qaeda, the al-Nusra Front, announced Thursday it was breaking ties with the global terror network. In a video, its leader, Abu Muhammad al-Jolani, said the organization decided to stop operating under the banner of al-Nusra and to set up a new front called Jabhat Fateh al-Sham. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said on Thursday that the Obama administration's assessment of the Syrian Islamist rebel group has not changed, despite the news that the group was cutting its ties with al-Qaeda.
The United States continues to assess that Nusra Front leaders maintain the intent to conduct eventual attacks in and against the West. And there continues to be increasing concern about Nusra Front's growing capacity for external operations that could threaten both the United States and Europe.
Analysts had said that al-Nusra aims to rebrand and defend itself as it comes under increased pressure from Moscow and Washington as they step up joint efforts against jihadist groups. 5 U.S. service members were wounded during offensive counterterrorism operations while partnered with Afghan forces earlier this month. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Thursday the troops were special operations soldiers and their wounds were a result of an attempt to clear an area in southern Nangarhar province.
And they were clearing some of these areas that I mentioned in southern Nangarhar where Daesh previously had control, and they were helping our Afghan partners to regain control of those areas.
Nicholson said that none of the injuries was life-threatening. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.